CBS Eye on Veterans, powered by ConnectingVets.com, returns now. I'm your host, Navy veteran Eric Dame. A February 2018 ruling by the Court of Appeals for the Armed Forces set a 5-year statute of limitations for rape and sexual assault in the military, where there previously had been none. In addition, this decision, the courts decided, was retroactive as well, meaning some active rape cases involving older accusations were dropped, and some convicted rapists were released from prison and had their records expunged because their cases never would have happened had the 5-year statute been in place at the time. That didn't sit well with Air Force and Army vet Harmony Allen, herself a victim of military sexual assault. She says the man who was convicted of assaulting her is now facing no consequences. That's why she began pushing for legislation to address the issue, which has led to Harmony's Law, which is co-sponsored by Florida Congressman and Army vet Brian Mast. Harmony Allen and Congressman Mast joined me in studio to discuss the background of this issue and their hopes for the future of the Harmony's Law legislation. Harmony's Law, where did the idea for this originate? I know you've been instrumental in putting it forward.
It started when I contacted Congressman Mast with my rape case being set aside, my rapist having his charges set aside due to a ruling from Mangahas that stated there was a 5-year statute of limitations for rape, even though in the military there's never been a statute of limitations for rape. So I needed help, and I contacted Brian Mast's office, Congressman Mast, and his team took on the challenge and never looked back and ran with it. And they came up with the bill of Harmony's Law.
Congressman Mast, when you heard Harmony's story for the first time, I mean, what was going through your head? It sounds like a pretty horrifying instance.
You're pissed off more than anything. I said it to some folks earlier that the military can't make right somebody being raped, somebody being assaulted. There should be zero tolerance for this whatsoever in the military, any branch of it, and everybody should be able to agree on that. And the most that you can hope for is some semblance of justice for the victims, of which even that can't repair the entire life. So to have justice served, what this is about very specifically is there are people that have been convicted by a jury of their peers. That there's nothing about that's being overturned saying, no, there was a mistake made, you're not guilty. Nothing about that is occurring. You're convicted, you're guilty, but you're being let out because there's a court of appeals in the military that's run by civilians that decided they were going to create law and say, you know what, there is no statute of limitations that exists, but we're going to say we think there should have been a statute of limitations. And so now, as a result of them saying that, you have potentially hundreds of individuals convicted by a jury of rape and sexual assault that can now say, oh, well, the conviction was after this much time. I need to be let loose. Not to say they're not guilty, but they're going to be let out. Justice will not be served because of this made up statute.
With your ability as a member of Congress to look into things and talk to the DOD and talk to the people who make those kind of decisions, why was that decision made? Why was this kind of retroactive move put into place?
So this was a court. This was a court case, Mangahas, as Harmony pointed out, that created this situation where the court decided they were going to retroactively create this statute of limitations that never previously existed for military cases that can result in a death sentence. And that's what rape and other charges can rise to within the military. So they decided they were going to create law instead of going out there and sentencing what existing law says. That's not their role, but they decided they were going to take that on as their role. The Department of Defense and Congress very much want to clarify, to say this is not the intent of Congress. This is not what the military wants. We do not want convicted individuals to be set free, to rob that justice of people. No, this shouldn't be the way that it happens.
Harmony, do you feel that victims should have had some input into this when that decision was made? And do you know if victims did have any input, or was it just a court decision made without that?
Absolutely. It was a court ruling that was made after that. The actual history behind Mangahas was that the Colonel Mangahas was challenging his right to a speedy trial. It wasn't even that a statute of limitations had run. So he took it to the CAF, which is the military's Supreme Court, that his right to a speedy trial had been violated. The court basically went off the rails and said, you know what, we're not even going to rule on whether his right to a speedy trial had been violated. And they just decided that there should be a 5-year statute of limitations for rape. So the whole Air Force was shaking their head as to where did this even come from and how did the CAF make this decision? Nobody was asked about it. And basically the only place that the CAF goes through checks and balances is through the U.S. Supreme Court, which is basically where I'm left and needing Congress's help to get my case to the U.S. Supreme Court.
I can't imagine that you're the only person who's dealing with this situation. Have you had a chance to talk to some of the others who are also feeling the same way you do about it?
I have talked to a lot of people who feel the same way, but as far as talking to other victims, the only other victim that I've talked to is Jennifer, who had the case of the 3-star general who lives in Virginia, who raped her as a child. And that's a Virginia case where she was lucky enough, though, that even though it was discharged because of the Mangahas ruling, living in Virginia, there's no statute of limitations. So she was able to get justice through the federal courts instead of the military courts. But as far as the other victims, they have attorney-client privilege, so I'm not able to speak with them. I just know that their cases are out there. 3 others have been discharged, and there's 6 more in the Air Force queue. And there's no way to tell the rest of them, but the POD has said that there are hundreds of cases that will be affected by the CAF's ruling that there should be a 5-year statute of limitation when there's never been a 5-year statute of limitations in the military history for rape.
Congressman Mast, when it comes to the fact that it sounds like people are having to search for ways to keep convicted rapists and sexual assaulters in prison, that's exactly what Harmony's Law is aiming to change. And that's recent legislation that's being introduced by you along with other members of Congress. Tell us about Harmony's Law and what the main objectives of it are.
So the main objective of this is to make sure that this hole is filled that's been created. This is going to go to the Supreme Court. And what we need is for the lawyers, the attorneys, the counsel for the House of Representatives and for Congress to go and represent what our position is as the lawmakers to the Supreme Court, to make sure that they know that it was never the intent of Congress that there be this 5-year statute of limitations created on this UCMJ action, this Uniform Code of Military Justice action that has been created by this Court of Appeals for the Armed Forces. This is not what Congress wanted. Congress never intended for this to happen, and we want to be represented in that. The DOD wants this fixed. We want this fixed. So don't interpret the law this way. This is not how it was created.
Looking through the press release and also the legislation as it goes out, I didn't think it could get more horrifying. But then this will also eliminate statutes of limitations for sexual offenses in the military against children. There are statutes of limitations that have been put in place on sexual abuse towards children.
Well, this is what it results in, because it goes out there and says for these crimes that could be adjudicated with a death sentence, or rather that can be what results with a conviction. All of those will now have a statute of limitations. So there's a list of crimes that can fall under this, from assault to a child, sexual assault to a child, sexual assault, rape, murder, other things. This is something that, you know, can now become a part of these crimes.
We'll have more of our conversation with Congressman Brian Mast and Harmony Allen, the namesake of the Harmony's Law legislation, in just a moment. CBS Eye on Veterans is back after this. Welcome back to CBS Eye on Veterans. I'm your host, Navy vet Eric Dame. We now return to our conversation with Florida Congressman and Army veteran Brian Mast, who joined me along with Air Force and Army vet Harmony Allen to discuss their work on Harmony's Law. Harmony's Law is legislation that would work to close the loophole they say was opened by a February 2018 decision by the Court of Appeals for the Armed Forces. That decision set a 5-year statute of limitations for rape and sexual assault in the military and made it retroactive. I asked Congressman Mast what the results of the cases that were dropped and convictions overturned due to the implementation of the statute of limitations means to the military and civilian communities at large.
Can you think of some of the repercussions that go beyond what Harmony even spoke of, beyond her losing the justice that she received at a point in her life? Individuals now, if they were dishonorably discharged, they're no longer dishonorably discharged. It's not to say they're not guilty, but because of this, they're going to get their honorable discharge. They're going to get their retirement benefits reinstated. They're going to get their rank back. They're not going to have to go out there and register as a sexual offender, which means they can go out there, despite being found guilty by a jury of rape or something else, they can go out there and start driving a bus or becoming a school teacher or something else, because they're no longer having to fall under those parameters of what happens if you commit this crime.
Is this specific to, you know, military courts, meaning that if they're charged in civilian courts, does the same thing apply, or is this specifically under the UCMJ?
So this is under UCMJ, but the CAF is, you know, is very specifically stands for Court of Appeals for the Armed Forces, but it is operated by civilians. So that's an important distinction. You know, you can have, military courts, but they can have civilians through their operating in the system.
When it comes to Harmony's Law, do you expect any pushback from your fellow members of Congress? Is it sounding like you're going to get a lot of support for this so far?
Rightfully so. Every member of Congress needs to go out there and question anything that's going on. What are the facts? Make sure that they do their due diligence. Make sure that they're understanding what the problem was. Was it a real problem? And are we fixing the problem in the right way? Or could there be a better way to do it? We don't expect a lot of pushback, but we certainly expect, I expect my peers to review what I'm doing and make sure that they think it's appropriate. But Harmony has spoke with numerous representatives, numerous senators, and she has made, you know, the very compelling case to say, this is not what you want, is it? Representatives, you didn't intend for this to happen. Help us fill this hole.
Harmony, you're the one that got the ball rolling on this. How good does it feel to have members of Congress like Congressman Mast joining at your side to say, you know what you're doing is important and we want to help with it?
It's been the best feeling ever. When I first went to Congressman Mast, I was in a dark place. I didn't see any positive ways to change what the military was doing. And I had no idea where else to turn. And when I went to Congressman Mast's office, they, from day one, promised me that they were not going to let this go, that this was an injustice, and they were going to help me. And I wasn't sure if that was just kind of blown smoke or not, but they didn't blow smoke up anywhere. And they took the ball of this and they ran with it. And it's been a long time coming. They have worked on several different drafts on how to make the language just right with Harmony's Law, and put in numerous hours doing this. And I'm just so grateful. I can't put into words what it means to have somebody stand up for a little person, just a single person asking for help, but realizing that this is such a crisis, freeing all these convicted rapists who have brutally raped men, women, and children. And Congressman Mast's office understands the ramifications of this unjust law and has been trying to undo this for about 8 months now, and it means so much to me from the bottom of my heart and from my family.
If there's a message you could give to the members of Congress you haven't been able to speak directly to yet about Harmony's law, what would it be?
Please support this law. Please contact Brian Mast's office and get behind this law. This is an injustice that doesn't just affect the state of Florida. This is an injustice that affects every state, everybody's constituents, and not just the Air Force, but all the military branches. And we need everybody to get behind this. And please contact Brian Mast's office and get behind this and help us push this through. Help us fix this unjust ruling that has happened and is setting all these convicted rapists free who could possibly go back out there and do it again.
Congressman Mast, from your side, what can the general public around the country do? This is being heard all across the country right now. What can they do to help make sure that Harmony's law goes forward?
You speak to your representatives. You speak to your lawmakers, your senators. You let them know that you don't want this hole in the system to exist. This should have never existed. You want individuals that have been, they've had their day in court. They've been adjudicated and found guilty. You want them to serve their time, for justice to be served. That's a foundational pillar of this nation, that justice be served. And we're not going to have that robbed on a technicality. And constituents should make sure their representatives know they don't want to see it robbed on a technicality.
When it comes to legislation, timelines can be difficult, if not impossible, to predict. I know you know that. What are your thoughts on, when you hope to see this start gaining some more momentum?
So there's a big Department of Defense bill that goes on every year, right? The National Defense Authorization Act, of which all things military kind of get thrown into this large piece of legislation. So the Department of Defense wants this issue to be settled in the National Defense Authorization Act. So we anticipate having this placed in there and getting it through both on the House side and the Senate side. So there certainly is an anticipation that you'll see this go through in this calendar year.
Well, Harmony, Congressman Mast, thank you both so much for joining us today. And thank you for the work that you're doing. This isn't on behalf of just yourself, Harmony. This is on behalf of all of the victims who are going to have to deal with this going forward. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
You can learn more about Harmony's Law at mast.house.gov/harmony. And that brings us to the end of this week's edition of CBS Eye on Veterans, powered by ConnectingVets.com. Thanks for joining us, and remember, ConnectingVets.com is where you should go when you're looking for the latest news, benefits, and information for our nation's military veterans. If it's of importance to vets, you can rest assured that our team is focusing on it. And be sure to follow us on social media. We are at Connecting Vets on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Just give us a little tap on your phone or click on your mouse, and you'll be that much closer to living your best veteran life. And if there's something you'd like us to look into, maybe an individual or organization you think deserves a spotlight for the work they do to help veterans, let me know. You can email me directly at Eric, that's E-R-I-C, at ConnectingVets.com. I'm Navy veteran Eric Dame, and I hope you join us again for next week's edition of CBS Eye on Veterans.